والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له آمين آمين يا رب العالمين اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم غنمنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم غنمنا ليلة القدر اللهم اكرمنا بالعفو والرحمة يا رب العالمين واجعلنا من أهل العفو والرحمة يا رب العالمين واجعلنا من أهل عتقائك من النار يا رب العالمين اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين اللهم اكرمنا ولا تهنا أعزنا ولا تزلنا كن معنا ولا تكن علينا انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا زدنا ولا تنقصنا يا الله يا الله يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو رب العرش المجيد رب العرش الكريم رب العرش العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم يا ربي يا إلهي يا مولانا ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من ينفعنا عنده حبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك آمين آمين يا رب العالمين وارزقنا حسن الخاتمة بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا وأنت راض عنا ومتقبل منا بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين وعلي بحقك كلمة الحق والدين وانصرنا على أنفسنا وانصرنا على شياطيننا وانصرنا على من بغى علينا وانصرنا على من كادنا بسوء وافتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد One young sister, she asked me, what is ikhlas? And 2 weeks ago, one sister complained about me, about the topic is very tough. Your message is very tough. And Allah is so Rahim. Allah is so Kareem. The message of Allah is so soft. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we're going to snapshot. We're going to scan quick chapter Al-Anbiya and Al-Hajj and you will see what Allah is talking about and how He talk about it. You remember, now all this chapter is Makki, meaning revealed in Mecca. And last couple of week was talking, or last week we talk about Maryam and Taha. Chapter Maryam and chapter Taha. And we see how Allah mentioned Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. Allah huwa Ar-Rahman. Udu Allah awadu Ar-Rahman. Okay? Now look at here. Surah Al-Anbiya. Chapter of Anbiya. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iqtaraba lil-nasi hisabahum wa hum fi ghaflatin ma'aridun. Ma yatihim min dhikrin min rabbihim muhdathin illa istama'uhu wa hum yal'abun. Lahiyatan qulubuhum wa asaru an-najwa. الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون صدق الله العظيم When you look to these verses, it's scary. Very scary. That's not me. الله سبحانه وتعالى he starts the chapter with what? اقترب للناس حسابهم. The day of judgment is near. The time of judgment to mankind is near. And the majority of people of غفلة, heedlessness, وهم معرضون. Is he not here? إعراض in here meaning, إعراض in Arabic like you give me your back. Give me your back meaning like you don't care. But in here, إعراض is not give me your back. إعراض meaning you're not looking and you do not respect the message. You're not listening. You see? And today when you look at the Muslim Ummah, what's he doing? They are in إعراض. But إعراض is coming from غفلة. And غفلة coming from dunya. And dunya is the opposite of the message. Because the message is akhirah, the hereafter. It's not easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no message coming to them from their Lord, except they hear it, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. They heard it and they are in a play mood. Look at this. Look at the message of Allah. It's not soft. He says the majority of people receive the message in a state of playing. We are in Asr time. What it meaning? Playing, market, dunya. You see? You are in a prime time. You are in the middle of your age. What it meaning? Dunya. When you're too young, you're not accountable. When you're too old, it's too late. Actually, the beginning of chapter is easy? No, it's tough. Why? It's warning. Very straight warning. Because all of us, every day, we're coming closer to the grave. And none of us knows the grave is when. How many times we meet each other and say, do you know, so-and-so is dead. Young or old. We do not know who's dead will be dead. Who's next? Allah tell you, your day is coming very soon. Is this a soft message? No. And after that, Allah will explain His message. And I'm just again snapping shut certain point for our benefit. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالِ النُّوحِ إِلَيْهِمْ. We did not send people before you except men like you. We revealed to them. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Seek the knowledge of those who have knowledge if you do not have it. Now, by the way, I have a message today. We're still in a journey. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Sha'ban, Rajab, and Ramadan. Today I was talking to one sister. And this sister to be invited her in her own locality. And I tell her, how are you doing? She said, I'm trying to maximize my time to recite Quran the maximum I can to finish it. To finish the maximum khitma. What it meaning? To get the blessing of finishing Quran. I asked her, because she do a lot of reading Quran. I tell her, can you give me a verse, it hit you? Or it can kill you? It really, you live in it in last 24 hours or so? She was shocked about my question. Like I asked her something like, how dare you ask me a question like that? I'm reading for blessing. I'm reading for reward. She don't care what Allah is talking about. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Do you know when you read Quran what it means? Meaning Allah is talking to you personally. Allah is giving you a message by Him to you. I tell her, how many Ramadan you have in your life? How many Taraweeh? How many Quran you recite? And after that, you do not even gain one verse. one wisdom of Allah? How you can be a Muslim if you do not living the Quran, which is our constitution? When a situation arises, how are you going to deal with it? Is it according to you? According to your parents? According to your genetic? According to your shayateen? Or according to Allah wa Rasuluh? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they ask Aisha radiallahu anha, they ask, ya Aisha, what is the manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said, his manner is Quran. He was like a Quran walking in earth. By this way, my question today to you, we're coming closer to Ramadan. How many of us reading Quran, which is Ramadan, is the month of Quran, the month of Rahmah? We're supposed to read Quran with the intention to see what we missed in the whole year. But if I'm reading Quran, I do not grab any message from Quran, astaghfirullah al-azim. Meaning Quran will be witness against me, not witness to me. Is this what you want? You want another year Quran will cursing you? Because Quran will cursing you, or Quran will give you blessing? If you respect the message of Allah, is a blessing. If you take it as a lahu, as a play, and just for blessing, it's almost like I'm blessing myself. The blessing of Quran, what's the blessing of Quran? You will hear it very soon by Allah. The blessing of Quran when you hear the message of Allah, when you comprehend the message of Allah, when you respect the message of Allah, when you read it carefully. I bear witness to Allah, sometimes I don't even read a page, not even a page, and I close Quran, I cannot continue. Because one verse hit me, and I keep repeating it. It hit me. Because either one verse, I belong to it, or one verse and I'm a sinner. If I'm a sinner, and the Quran is talking about me, Quran now become against me, how I feel? How I feel? I should be now in a state of istighfar, a state of tawbah, repent, ask Allah forgive me, and try to renew my intention. This is not a notebook. This is not a book you borrowed from library. Do you know who you are? Your life, your future, according to how much you respect this book. You cannot respect even one sentence. If you respect one sentence of Quran, tell me which sentence is that. Tell me one sentence that hit you. And you're living it. One sentence, one verse. It really hit you and you're living it. One scholar, when I was young, he said, if you follow one verse, you will follow the whole Quran. And if you cannot follow one verse, you will never follow the whole Quran. Tell me now, I promise you, meet many Muslim or call themselves Muslim and ask him, give me one verse you tried to live it. Is your own constitution. Every time a situation arises, you live in it. You remember it day and night. Tell me one. Don't tell me, tell yourself. Tell Allah. This ikhlas, Quratul Ayn. This ikhlas. What is ikhlas? Ikhlas, don't worry about what others say or look at you. No, this is not ikhlas. This lunatic. This arrogant. This ujb. This you liking yourself. You do not like somebody to look at you down. But if you're a mu'min, if the whole mankind look at you down, and Allah look at you up, what's your problem? This ikhlas. Because you don't care what people say. You care about what Allah say. With your iman first, with the status of your heart, with the way you think, the way you conduct your affair. This is Islam. And we're supposed to be according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is that? If we reach Ramadan after Ramadan, and Ramadan is not cleansing me at all, something really deep, serious wrong. Something really deep, serious wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 10 in Surah Al-Anbiya, He said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ I send you a book containing all your knowledge you need. Did you not comprehend it? أَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ You do not have intellect. Allah give it to us as a question mark. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ You cannot comprehend it. Everything in here, in the book Allah give you. Every advice. When I was young, somebody tell me, imagine if the major advice of Allah you do not know. If the major advice of Rasulullah you do not know. And none of them you live in it. Who you living with? Shaitan. This your teacher. This whom you follow. Because if I'm a Muslim, once that you wish arise, right away, what Allah tell me to do now? What Rasulullah SAW advised me to do now? Now I'm a Muslim. Now I have ikhlas. What's the opposite of ikhlas? Believe it or not, a liar, a hypocrite. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the end of time, in the day of judgment, people will come fasting in Ramadan, but they will not gain from the fasting except what? Hunger and thirst. Why? Because Sawm, fasting, is ikhlas. You can act like fasting, but who know you are fasting? Allah. Fasting is the only worship in Islam is hidden. Hidden. I can dry my lips. I can go to the refrigerator, eat whatever I want, dry it, and I'm acting like fasting. Who's watch? Allah. You see? Verse 3, fasting is a worship is hidden. And this why fasting generates ikhlas. Fasting generates taqwa. But if you fast right, but if you're fasting just by belly, and your habit is the same, your thinking is the same, you're not fasting. In the day of judgment, you will be a loser. I heard it in Egypt. Many women, they said, oh, fasting is coming. It's very good. Let's do a diet. And other people, they do all the recipe. We lost the essence of Ramadan. What about dieting our manna? Dieting our dunya? Dieting our thinking about life? This is not the message. We're supposed to read Quran. The month of Quran, the month of Ramadan, the month of Taraweeh. Okay, you tell me you went to Taraweeh and you do not gain nothing? After that, verse 11 and 12, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how many village we destroyed before you? And when they sense the torture is coming, they run. Allah, what He said, don't run. Go back to the enjoyment you used to have. And your house is the one you like. And you would be questioned about it. Look at the message. I'm not giving you my message. This Quran. All of a sudden from Maryam and Taha, and look at this message. Boom! This is not a soft message. How many villages before you we destroy it? And when the people there think and feel the torture is coming, they ran. Look what Allah said, go back to the houses you like and the enjoyment of your life you like. Don't run today. You will be questioned about. If I'm a Muslim today, look today, when a woman get married, what she do? She keep decorating the house, decorating the house, decorating the house, decorating the house, cleaning the house, decorating the house, cleaning the house, decorating the house. Because she has nothing. She has no akhirah. We decorate ourselves. We decorate the house. We decorate the kitchen. We decorate the bathroom. We decorate every place. And we corrupted our heart. Imagine, I do not get it. Imagine before fasting, meaning before you break your fasting in Ramadan, this hour is so precious, so precious. You're supposed to sit making dua towards the Qibla, and what you do? Frying. The most precious time, you do something. It will hurt you in this life and hereafter. And you start your fasting, breaking fasting with what? Fried oil stuff. It gives you acid, it burns, high cholesterol, and you're losing a lot of time just for frying, just because culture. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لِلْصَائِمْ فَرْحَتَانِ. To the fasting person, he has two happiness. One when he breaks his fasting, and one when he meets Allah. Not because he eats the bakura or the fried, no. Because he's making beautiful dua. And Allah allow him to be joining Allah in zikr and dua. By this way, at the moment of breaking the fasting, your dua is accepted. But where is your heart? With the sufra, with all the duty-free food? No. I do not get it. If I'm a Muslim, in a time of Ramadan, I look for what kind of a meal, very light, very fast to cook, that's it. Now I'm a Muslim, something can take very short time, very light in the stomach, do not take too much time. Something I bought it, some soup or something, finished. Do I need 2-3 recipes? No. Do I need to fry myself and fry the house every day? And today is a gallon of oil $10 in America. And a lot of Muslims have no money, but they have to fry. I cannot get it, really. It's like Quran said, you have to eat fried food before you break your fasting. Did Allah say that? No. Where do we get it from? We worship culture. If I think about Taraweeh, how I eat Taraweeh, when I eat Taraweeh, burping oil all night. Burping from the top, burping from the top bottom. Really. How I can gain my wudu? A lot of people say, oh, I cannot finish my Taraweeh. By the way, I need a light meal because I'm thinking about Taraweeh. I'm thinking about the long dua. I'm thinking about nice sajda. I'm making a thing about something nice ruku'. Now I'm a mu'min. قالوا يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين. They said, oh, disgrace to us. We are the oppressor. We oppress ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, very, very strong messages. Chapter Anbiya and Hajj is very tough. If you read it and have Iman, believe me, you will go in the street really scared and screaming. Warning after warning, warning after warning. No soft. Look at this verse now. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah own what in the earth and the sky. You have to understand something in Quran. Allah repeats the same verse but different format. وَلَهُ مَنْ. Allah who has what inside the earth and the sky. Another verse, Allah said, I own the earth and the sky. And what between? What about me? Is me is not between? If Allah told me, I own this earth and the sky, I own what is between, I own everything inside, who am I? I'm a part of the ownership of Allah. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي وَلَا يَسْتَسْحِرُونَ. And everyone belong to Allah, they will not stop worship. And they will not stop doing zikr. And they are humble to Allah. Who's those people? Who are those? The creation of whom they worship Allah. You can read it. This 19. Verse 19, chapter Anbiya. Look at chapter 20. We talk about this topic many times now. Look at what Allah said. Who's the quality of these people? يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّارِ. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّارِ. Allah did not say يُسَبِّحُونَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّارِ. No. He said يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّارِ. They praise night and day. It's almost like they do tasbih to the night and days. This is unique in Arabic. It sounds like you're praising the night and day. But this metaphor about praising the one who did it. Because if you are a mu'min, the night is an ayah. The day is an ayah, sign of Allah. By this way, you're praising Allah at night, you're praising Allah in the daytime. By this way, the night and day make you praise Allah. By this way, the first quality of those who worship Allah and belong to Allah and humble to Allah, what's the first quality? Tasbih. Honest to Allah, I'm scared for myself and for you. How we can begin our day without tasbih? How we can end our day without tasbih? You can lie to me, I lie to you. You can play a game. You can make faces. But if you do not do tasbih day and night, what are you doing? Ya shaitan, ya shaitan, ya shaitan. Is this what we're doing? We're praising shaitan? Do you think some people do that? Sure. If I wake up in the daytime, and all I worry about nonsense, who am I praising? Shaitan. But if you wake up and praise Allah, and you praise Him not only with your tongue and with your heart, and you said Subhanallah, how are you starting your day? And when you end your day, Subhanallah. Allah has a message in here, but this only for the believer. Only for the believer can handle it. If you do not start your day with tasbih, end up with tasbih. Who are you? You need Allah day and night. And if you humble, you do tasbih. If you arrogant, no tasbih. And this is why Yunus alayhi salam, what he was doing, tasbih. And this is what saved Yunus. We'll see it very soon. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, those who do not do tasbih, who they are? They worship somebody except Allah. Right away, straightforward. Allah said, these people, they worship somebody, but not Allah. Because how you worship somebody you do not remember? How? And after that, verse 23, a very beautiful, powerful constitution. Don't ever forget it. This constitution, if you forget it, you're finished. Shaitan will finish you. Shaitan will finish you. This constitution, if you do not remember it, you will be finished. You will be a kafir and mushrik day and night. even if you call yourself a Muslim. Do you want this constitution said? لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. What it mean? You do not ask Allah about what He's doing, but Allah asks you what you're doing. How many of us do kufr with destiny? When destiny coming, we do not like it. Oh Allah, why is me? Why is she? You can do that even by your eyes. When you see another woman, or another man, or another house, or another somebody, and you look and compare, it's almost like, excuse me, why do not have what she has? Hasad, and not contentment. What else? You deny what Allah give you. You're not content. Not only that, you are blaming Allah, and you do not feel it. It's a blaming. She has something I do not have. But somebody said, oh, can I look to beauty? Look to beauty as what? And thank Allah, praise Allah. Looking to beauty, like this, a lot of men do that. He said, Allah Jameel, yuhibbul jamal. Allah is Jameel, Allah is so beautiful. He loved beauty. When I was young, I sat with many men. And they look to every woman, oh, it's so pretty. And when you tell him, what are you doing? He said, Allah, He loved beauty. This not here. Look at tree, fine. Look at the sky, fine. But today we play a game with the word of Allah. Male or female? This ikhlas again. Allah knows exactly what I'm looking for. What I'm looking at. I cannot play a game. I can play a game with you and verify it. But deep inside my heart, Allah knows what it means. Ta-ta! Because women look to each other with a radar detector. They can measure each other exactly what they lost, what they gained, what they have. Is not really, really advisable. It's really scary. Be careful. This is called ikhlas again. You tell me you do not know what your eyes looking at? You tell me you can play a game even with your own intention? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, يَعْلَمْ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ. He knows the betrayed of the eye. Allah called it the betrayed of the eye. خَائِنَة. He knows what your eye is looking at. Don't play a game with me and you. Because this will get you in fasting. Because bad luck can make you lose fasting. Lying, lose fasting. Cheating, lose fasting. Gossip, lose fasting. Bad manner, lose fasting. Go read and study. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if somebody insult you or try to fight you, said, I'm a fasting Muslim. But don't, excuse me, I'm a fasting Muslim. I'm fasting. No, I'm a fasting Muslim. With good manner and good voice. If you go angry so much, you can break your fasting. Because fasting, when you study, it has a physical things can make you lose it, which is food and drink and relationship between a man and his wife. And also, eye and tongue and action, even heart. Go study if you do not believe me. If you want to be a loser, go ahead. If you want to be careful and gain your fasting, go ahead. Your fasting, your bank account. You gain fasting, you gain the whole year, you've been elevated. And you develop good manner, good quality, good relationship, good taqwa, good contentment. And most of all, also, shukr to Allah. And what else? We talked about before, rajd. Unbelievable wisdom mixed with guidance as a gift from Allah to you. By this way, we saw now the value of tasbih again. By this way, tasbih again is belong to the servant of Allah, belong to Allah, worship Allah only. These people worship Allah day and night. And even Allah did not say people. This all is a creation. Do tasbih day and night. But we see the power of tasbih. And we know Allah gave constitution. Is He asks us about what we're doing, and we cannot ask us Allah what He's doing. This is why when Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him, one time he's in the mountain, shaitan show up to him. He said, O Ruh Allah, O the soul of Allah, you're so close to Allah. If you believe in destiny, throw yourself from the mountain, nothing will happen. If it's written for you to die, you will die. If it's not written, it's not written. Throw yourself. But look when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the report, Isa did not know the answer. But in his heart, he asking Allah what to say, what to do. Not arrogant. By this way, what we learn in here, when you have a situation you cannot know, what you do? Call Allah. Communicate with Allah. Then use helicopter. Helicopter give you to Jahannam and make you lose your good deed. And this is why you end up bankrupt. What he replied Isa alayhi salam? He said, Ikhsa ya la'in. Go away, the disgraced one, the cursed one. Inna Allah yakhtabir ibadu. Wa laysa ibadu yakhtabir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He examine His servant, but His servant do not examine Allah. Allah, He examine us, but I cannot say, okay, I'm going to jump. I saw it in India. I met one man in India, he tell me. One time, shayateen overwhelming him. They took him, and he go to a bridge, and tell him, you know something, you're very strong. You can do it. Throw yourself out of the bridge. He threw out himself from the bridge. Wonder what happened. He have very bad, broken knees and legs. He was in the hospital for many years of severe broken legs and knees. Why? Shaitan play game. They make him arrogant. Similar to us. This is why Allah emphasizing here. His slave servant is humble. Worship him. Believe in him. And what do? Tasbih day and night. If you do tasbih right and study what meaning tasbih completely. Also about verse 33, Allah said the sun, the sky, the moon, everyone do tasbih too. You have it in here, yasbahun wa yusabbihun, is two recitation. Yasbahun meaning they going in an extremely perfect system. And also yusabbihun because they praising Allah all the time. All the creation of Allah praising Allah. When you study any creation and stop praising Allah, just stop it, Allah finish it. Just like that, except mankind. Allah delay it. And after that, the famous verse, the one even the Muslim do not know until Rasulullah ﷺ died. Imagine they read it, but they cannot comprehend it until Rasulullah ﷺ died. Verse 34. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشْرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِنْ مِتَّ فَهُمْ الْخَالِدُونَ. Nobody will stay forever. If you die, they think they will stay forever? كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. All the son of Adam, all the soul will test death. وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالْشَرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We give you a trial. of goodness and evils. وإلينا ترجعون, and you will come back to me. Look at the message. Goodness is a fitna. Evil is a fitna. The things you like is a fitna. The things you do not like is a fitna. Only when you return it to Allah, it become not fitna. Verse 37, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Son of Adam, he created very quick, hurry, in a hurry. سَأُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِي فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. I will show you my sign. Calm down. Take it easy. Relax. Don't hurry. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep explaining to us. Now, verse 45, listen to the message. قُلْ سَيَّ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ. I am warning you with a message. Is this soft? I am warning you with a message. وَلَا يُسْمَعُ الصُّمُّ الدُّعَاءِ. And you cannot let the deaf hear. إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ. If Allah does not want to allow them to hear, even if you warn them, they cannot hear it. Meaning, my talk now, some people can hear it. But they said, what he's talking about? I do not comprehend it. I do not know what he's talking about. Because if Allah value you, he make you so arrogant, you cannot comprehend. And this is what I said to a sister yesterday. I said to her, do you know how to read Quran? Believe me, honest to Allah, I know if I have ikhlas or not. You know how? If I read Quran and I cannot remember anything, I have no ikhlas. Sometimes my heart is veiled. I read Quran. But if you ask me 1 minute after I finish reading what I read, I tell you I do not know. I do not know. And if Allah opened for me, when I read Quran, I can see, I can comprehend, it's coming in. Tell me now, is this need now, Einstein? If you have ikhlas, and you're reading Quran, and you flip the page, and you do not even remember what happened, what it mean? You're not here. You are veiled. You are with shaitan and reading Quran. But if you're reading Quran and your heart is ready, your eyes is ready, believe me, every word it hit you. It hit you. You receive messages. It shook you. Is this will happen all the time? No. No. But if I am blind, what I should do? Beg Allah. Make ghusl. Make tawbah. Make istighfar. Cry to Allah. And believe me, Allah will open for you. But if you're arrogant, what do you want me to do? Nothing I can do for you. Nobody can do nothing for you until you stop your arrogance. And look after that right away. Allah said, warning them. And you cannot warn those who are blind and deaf. This is what Allah said. Look at the verse after that. Amazing verse. وَلَئِن مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ. And if Allah gives him little bit of calamity and hardship, لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Only when what? When calamity comes. When calamity comes, they say, oh Allah. But when they have ease, when they have their money, when they have the status, استغفر الله العظيم, I do not need Allah. This is a reality. People who have a status, they cannot call Allah. They need cancer, they need heavy calamity, they need an accident. And after that, Allah وَنَضَعَ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We will put the scale with justice in the day of judgment. And every soul will get their own justice. Look at the message. Believe me, the message is tough. is not easy. Now, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talked about Musa, now verse 49-50. الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مِشْفِقُونَ. By the way, do you know what this verse is talking about? He talked about the quality of muttaqeen. According to Allah, whom this muttaqeen? Listen now to the quality of muttaqeen. Those who fear Allah in unseen. Those who fear Allah in unseen. وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ. And from the day of judgment, they worry. Let me tell you something. I'm sitting in my laptop. Or I'm sitting in my room. Who's watching me? How I can call myself muttaqin now? How? Can I play a game with Allah? And in the front of you, I acting like somebody? I can go to different website. I can chat with different people. I can send messages. I can watch what I want. I can lose my time with nonsense. Who's watching? Is this not ikhlas? Huh? Is this not ikhlas? Look at the two quality Allah said. Those who fear Allah in the unseen and they worry about the day of judgment. This muttaqin. And after that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Quran, verse 50. Chapter Anbiya. وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ. This is a very blessing and reminder from me. We reveal it to you. أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكَرُونَ. The question mark. Meaning, are you really denied? Because Allah knows, when you hear this, the majority of people is denied. Munkarun meaning, what's your name? I do not know him. When I believe him, like I do not know him. But I know you. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give me a message in here. Those who read Quran, they can receive the message. But they are denying the message. They acting like I didn't see you. I do not know. How many of us, I heard it from many people. Even among us. I do not know. I don't remember. Why you do not know? Why do you not remember? Because shaitan make you forget. Why shaitan make you forget? Because you're not a Muslim. You not remember Allah. You allow yourself to be a slave to shaitan for a long time. Ramadan is coming very soon. And you cannot play game with Allah in Ramadan. Check yourself. If you have the quality to Allah, allow you to see your problem. Because you cannot play game against shaitan. And by the way, when you read chapter in this, what Allah said? Shayateen what? Al-insu wal-jinn. Min al-jinnati wal-nas. Shayateen is not only jinn. You can be insane, and in the eye of Allah you are shaitan. Be careful now. How I can be in the eye of Allah as shaitan? If I act with the quality of shaitan, I'm shaitan. If I act with Allah with the quality of abd, I'm abd. Very simple. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives you the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam from he was baby, child. That's why you cannot say, oh, my family is... No, no, no. Ibrahim alayhi salam stand against his family when he was a child. And he said the truth. He was a believer. And Allah gave us a beautiful gift. The story of Ibrahim أننا إن when إبراهيم عليه السلام stand up against Namrud, against the whole army, against the whole earth, what Allah said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O ya nar, O the fire, He commands the fire, because fire is creation of Allah. What is the message to me? Allah is the owner of all condition. He can change condition to me or against me. According to what? When Ibrahim alayhi salam denied even Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel of wind, the angel of rain, he said, I do not need you. Did Allah send you? No, I do not need you. I need Allah. Meaning what? When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he showed Allah complete loyalty and surrender and slave to Allah, now Allah showed him his power. What it mean to me? Is this chapter for me or for Ibrahim alayhi salam? This for me. A wake up call. And after that in verse 71, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا الْأَرْضَ الَّتِي بَرَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We saved them. Him and Lut. You will hear this again and again and again. Save نَجَّيْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala نَجَّى, meaning He save and He guard and He save certain quality people. You won't be saved? All you have to worry about your own quality. The rest Allah will take care about you. Don't blame condition, family, this is not exist. Is not exist in Quran, is not exist in Hadith. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the story of Lut and the story of Nuh and the story of Sulaiman. And He gave us the something I love so much, the one I wanted to comprehend it fully, which is verse 79. When Allah gave us a story about the people who debated an issue with Dawood alayhi salam, and the leaving Dawood alayhi salam is his father, he's the king, and Sulaiman alayhi salam coming. He said, what my father said? He said what his father said. They said what his father said. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he offered them an advice. This advice Allah loved it. And what he said, فَفَهَّمْنَهَا Sulaiman. We give Sulaiman extra wisdom and comprehending. What it meaning? Knowledge is knowledge. But fahm from Allah. Comprehending from Allah. Wisdom from Allah. Allah can give it to whom He wants. In the amount He wants. You can read it, okay? This is verse 78 and 79. And again, in the end of 79, something so beautiful. وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَوُودَ الْجِبَالِ. And we make the mountain a slave to Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman. What's the mountain doing? Tasbih. You see tasbih, what is going on? Praising Allah. Ayyub alayhi salam, again, he was so sick, and when he called Allah, Allah opened for him. And what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the end of verse 84. When he finished Allah the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, He said, this is zikra lil'abideen. This is a reminder of those who worship Allah. What it mean? In Quran, sometimes Allah tell you, this is a reminder of those. What it mean? If I'm not in this state now, if this will benefit me? No. This is a zikra. A reminder للعابدين, to those who worship me. Meaning, if I read the story of Ayyub and I am a worshipper of Allah, I will comprehend the message. What is the message? Ayyub alayhi salam gets sick. What Ayyub alayhi salam did, he was shy even to ask Allah to cure him. He never complained. And when he showed Allah his contentment and thanks to Allah in the middle of calamity, Allah switched his condition and goes the chapter of Ayyub, not the chapter of Ayyub, but the story of Ayyub, and see, he lost his wives. And I'm sorry, he lost his kids. He lost his animal. He lost his land. He lost his health. He lost everything for 18 years, approximately. And when he asked Allah, Allah give him kids more, land, everything, and more and more and more. Allah emphasized it in here. What it meaning to me? If I'm a Muslim, what it mean? Whatever, what condition I'm going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, come to me. I can open for you. But this again a reminder to whom? Abideen, a worshiper to Allah. And he talk about Ismail wa Idris and everybody, wa adkhalnahum fi rahmatina. We give them our mercy. We enter them in our own mercy. We talk about rahmah last week or last session. What is rahmah? To be belong to Allah is rahmah. To thank Allah is rahmah. To be guided by Allah to rahmah. To believe in Allah is rahmah. To unite your heart to Allah is rahmah. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about Yunus. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kunna zalimin. Fastajabna lahu. We will accept his prayer. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we save him from the calamity. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this way, we will save the believer. Is this for whom now? Is this not for me? Allah give me the story of Yunus, alayhi salam, in the belly of the whale. And he tell me what Yunus did. And he tell me this way, I will open for you. Tell me now, what kind of arrogant, after all this, you go to helicopter again. Tell me now. Allah tell me. There's not hadith da'if. There's not a weak hadith. This Quran. Quran, this way I save Yunus. And this way I save the believer. What it meaning? I do tasbih. I surrender to Allah. Allah save me. Very simple. And after that, he talk about Zakariya alayhi salam, wa Yahya alayhi salam, and all of them, what they used to be? Humble. Do good deed and do zikr and tasbih. Now, what I'm going through now is just a snapshot. Is this not the Quran we're going to recite in Ramadan? Or you have a different Quran? Is this not the Quran is revealed to us as a Muslim? Or I'm reading a different Quran? Is this not the Quran you're going to hear it in Taraweeh? If I'm a Muslim, before Taraweeh, what I should do? Read quick summary about the verses I'm going to hear today. By this way, at least I'm living the message. Or at night, or at Fajr, or tomorrow, or the day, I read the tafsir to live the message. And something I love so much, verse 105. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عَبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. I wrote in Zabur. Zabur belonged to whom? Dawood alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, I wrote in Zabur. Earth, I inherited to the pious worshipper of me. The people who humble themselves to me. The people who worship me, I give them the earth. The earth belongs to me. I give it to whom I want. Is this not straightforward? إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ. Look at the language. This is a message to qawmin abideen, to people who worship me. Look after that. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except mercy to mankind. And after that, say, I am revealed to me, your Lord is one. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Are you a Muslim? This is verse 108. If you do not like me, read it. Are you a Muslim? فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah questioning us. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. And if they go away, tell them, I do not know. If it's so near or so far, you will get what Allah promised you. It's a very strong word. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَيَعْلَمْ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ. He knows what you're saying, and he knows what you're hiding inside your heart. تَكْتُمُونَ. تَكْتُمُونَ meaning what in Arabic? When you hide something and you don't want to show it. كِتْمَانَ. Allah tell you, I know what you're saying, I know what you're showing, and I know what you're hiding. Can I play a game now? At this moment even, can I play a game? Give a game with whom? I would be stupid really. I would be the most stupid idiot on earth. Because can I hide from Allah? Can I play a game with Allah? Let me tell you something. If shaitan get you, he will make you play a game with Allah. Because you're blind. You cannot see. And this is why sometimes us, we look at said, oh, so and so is doing this. How is he doing it? How? Because he's blind. Can you be blind and you pray? Sure. I tell you before, honest to Allah, a lot of us today worship shaitan and we do not know. We worship shaitan and we do not know. Even in a time of salah. Because salah is power. I promise you, you do salah and you do sajda, real sajda, it changes your manner, change your attitude, it changes your habit, it changes everything, it changes your vision. Don't tell me you worship Allah and make sajda to Allah and you get up after salah, you are acting up. Don't tell me that. No way. No way. You're meeting Allah and you, after the meeting you go crazy? How? How? Believe me, when I make salah, by the time I finish salah, I receive a lot of messages, according even to myself. Meaning if I'm acting up, if I'm stray, I wake up. A meeting with Allah wake you up. It allows you to see yourself. And even if I complain about you, I will know it. It's me. I'm the guilty one. By the way, if you have sincerity in every aspect in your life, you see. But if you have no sincerity, you are blind. And even if you're blind, can you keep blaming yourself or blaming other? Or you are so arrogant to the point you said, Allah, I'm blind, please cure me. Don't forget, the arrogant will never even ask Allah. So arrogant. They believe, you know, I don't care. Shaitan make them talk like him. To the point they destroy themselves. وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. Maybe is a fitna, is a big trial. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ, an enjoyment to some time. Look at this message. Maybe is a fitna, an enjoyment to some time. قَالَ رَبِّحْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَرَبُّنَا الرَّحْمَنُ مُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. Say, Allah, deal with us with justice. And Allah is the owner of the truth. My Lord is Ar-Rahman. He know what you're doing. It's tough. It's not easy. And if you think this is too tough, Look at the chapter after that right away, الحج. يا أيها الناس, O you people, اتقوا ربكم. Fear your Lord. إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. The shaking of the day of judgment is so great. So great. Read the first verse of Surah Al-Hajj. I'm supposed to be chapter of Hajj. But I talk about it before when you listen to me about Hajj. Chapter of Hajj has nothing to do about Hajj. Only two or three verses, that's it. But the whole chapter of Hajj about the Day of Judgment. And very strong. This Quran is not my Quran, believe me. I do not make it. I do not make this Quran. This is a Quran of Allah. I do not pick and choose. And if you read after that, and he said the majority of people is Sakara. The majority of people is drunk. Drunk from the torture of Allah. And after that you read verse 3, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يُجَادِلِ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And among people who argue with Allah without knowledge. وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ. Among the people who argue with Allah and they follow every shaitan. Look at the message. This is not Brother Ahmed's message. If you don't believe me, read verse 3, Surah Al-Hajj. Because if you argue with Allah, what are you doing? You follow shaitan. Give me one issue you can argue with Allah. Because every moment you have, or every moment past, is what? Destiny. What you argue about? Can you argue? Argue about what? And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 4 and 5, Allahu Akbar. Kutiba alayhi. Allah ordained it. Whoever follows shaitan and make shaitan his friend, he will destroy him, make him stray, and he will guide him to Jahannam. Look at Allah's word. He said he will destroy you and he make you stray and he will guide you to Jahannam. It's not supposed to be this way, but Allah used it this way. He said, if you make shaitan is your friend, he will guide you to Jahannam. Can I have shaitan as my friend? Sure. If you have helicopter, who's your friend? Shaitan. And if you abd, who's your friend? Allah. You do zikr, you are abd. You do helicopter, you are abd shaitan. Very simple. You do not like me, I will meet you in the Day of Judgment. And we'll talk together in the front of Allah. And I will show you what I said. I know what I'm talking about. Because a mu'min has no helicopter. A mu'min, very simple. The whole dunya is fitna. I do not like it, alhamdulillah, and return it to Allah. I like it, alhamdulillah, I use it for sabilillah. Finished. How I get helicopter? After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk about the Day of Judgment, sign of the Day of Judgment, sign of Jahannam. Look at this verse 10. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاكَ. All what I told you before, this is what you gain by your own hand. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِذَلَّهَ مِنَ الْعَبِيدِ. Allah never oppress you. He's not oppressing any of his servant. You oppress yourself. You commit all this mischief by your own hand. Allah did not tell you to do it. You did it. Because you are worship shaitan. You follow shaitan. Because if I'm a Muslim, I follow Allah. I follow Quran. I follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow. What meaning follow? Imagine, I tell you, follow me. 5 minutes later, I look behind me, you're gone. You're not following me. You're following yourself. And now what's happening? We get wasted. We get lost. Now I keep looking for you. But in reality, nobody can look for you. If you go to shaitan, you have to make tawbah and istighfar. You have to humble yourself. And say, oh Allah, please forgive me. Open for me. He is Rahman. He will open for you. But when you humble yourself. And we have in here the main message. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. and among the people who worship Allah in a stage, in an age. We talked about it before. If his life is fine, he's fine. And when a calamity come, he flipped. Allah said, he khasra dunya wal akhirah. He lost his dunya and akhirah. What you call this disease? No. The one who flip all the time. No, the helicopter has a meaning from mental institute vocabulary. Bipolar! By this way, according to Allah, the hypocrite, the liar, the bad person who belongs to Shaitan, he's what? He's a bipolar. Tick, 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 tick. He cannot sit down. Why? He's not with Allah. If he was Allah, you calm. You have dunya, you're happy. You do not have dunya, you go crazy. You see? And believe me today, if today we take a lot of Muslim to mental institute, what would they say? Bipolar. Why? They not calm. And you will see it a lot in Ramadan. A lot of people in Ramadan, 1 hour, 2 hours before iftar, they sit in the front of the food. Leave me alone! Don't talk to me! Food in the front of me! Be patient! I cannot talk to you! One time I met a man in Medina or Mecca, and before iftar, he's sitting like shivering. I said, salam, shh! He cannot even give salam. And he keep looking to the food. And he keep looking to the clock. The clock, food. Clock, food. Be careful.
What is that? Is that a bad habit? Is that a disease?
Bipolar. Food bipolar. Yes. When the nafs becomes so strong, to the point you become a slave. Or somebody give you a cup of water in the front of you, and I'm making dua. You take the cup of water in the front of me and you add it to yourself. Just 5 minutes before iftar. What is that? How I can be a Muslim acting like that? How I can be a Muslim fasting acting like that? How I can be a Muslim fasting acting nasty before iftar in the time of dua is accepted? After that, read this chapter, please, read it slowly. It has a lot of messages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever Allah disgrace, nobody can elevate him. And whoever Allah elevate him, nobody can disgrace. And Allah choose what he want, and he do what he want. If this verse, even two or three words, and Allah يفعل ما يشاء. Allah, he do what he want. Now you're acting up against me. What it mean? It's destiny now. It's a trial for me. What I have to do? Huh? Leave it to Allah and make dua. It's a trial. You see? Yes.
Elevation, is this in dunya or this
akhirah? Do both. The question, elevation in dunya or akhirah, if Allah on the elevate you in here, he give you guidance, he give you ikhlas, he allow you to be among the zakirin, abidin, shakirin, elevation, even if you have no money. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end of the chapter, close to the end, he give you now the quality of the believer. This is not me again. It's not hadith da'if. This is the quality of the believer. Who they are? Look at this. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. Give glad tidings to مُخْبِتِين. مُخْبِتِين in Arabic, the one who's humble, crying, united himself to Allah. This مُخْبِت. Completely belong to Allah. Who they are? الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Those, if they hear word Allah, their heart is trembled, their heart move. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. And they be patient over the calamity it touching them. وَالْمُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ. And the one they establish salah on time. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And whatever I give them from the rizq, they do infaq, they spending, they have generosity. The three quality. Do you see it now? Three quality for those Allah choose as mukhbitin. If you hear word Allah, it hurt you. It make you moved. You have respect and dignity toward the name. It move your heart. A mu'min, if you acting up until you fear Allah, I saw it in my life. No, you fear Allah. No. If a mu'min, somebody tell you fear Allah, you're scared. What I did? What happened? You smack yourself inside. You want to check yourself quick. You want to check yourself. Not you want to check what I'm saying. No, no, no. What I'm saying is a trial. Why I'm saying this to you? What happened? You check yourself right away. By the way, as a believer, the heart is moved. Moving from fear, moving from love, moving from belonging, move. And this is why, believe me, Islam is a status. And in Ramadan, you should have feel the status more. You should feel the status more. And you should beg Allah to give it to you. And don't let allow anything to bother you. If something bothers you, you have a problem. And you might lose Ramadan. And read. Losing one day in Ramadan, you will never get it back. Never get it back. Allah in verse 38, He said, Allah, He saved those who won, and He guarding them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 40, I love this verse so much. وَلْيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرَ. Allah give victory to whom? Who give victory to Allah. Imagine when Allah tell you that. You belong to me, I give you victory. Promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is qawi, very strong. Aziz, the honor of dignity. Who's these people again? The one in مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If we give them ability in earth, أَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ, they make salah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and they do zakah. وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and they spread what is good. وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and stop what is evil. وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ, and all the affair go back to Allah. Again, Allah will end up the verse. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Did you not go in earth and walk in it? فَتَكُونُ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ أَذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Did you not walk in earth and you have a heart, can comprehend with it, an ear, you can hear with it and understand? No. This Allah said, I'm not doing for me. No. It's not the blindness of the eye, but it's the blindness of the heart, the one inside your chest. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give again messages very strong, and read verse 52 and 53. Allah explain how shaitan manipulate you and manipulate the sick hearted. Shaitan manipulate only what? Sick hearted. The heart is hard and sick, manipulated by shaitan. Don't blame nobody, not even shaitan. It's your heart. And read verse 53. And if you belong to Allah, Allah said, those who belong to me, they will get the message. And their heart will be calm and soft. And they will return to me. And I will guide them to the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives many examples, and he gives the example of the fly, and he gives the example of something I was wanted to talk about it, but I cannot talk about it now, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he's the one, he give you life, he take it away from you, and he give it to you back. What it meaning? He give you life, and he create you. He take it back, death, and he bring you back in the day of judgment. Allah is the one. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end of this chapter, he said, and he choose among the messenger, among the angels, and among the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us to be among the chosen one, to seek the guidance of Allah. May Allah choose us among the people who Allah cleanse their heart from the diseases and shayateen, and make us among those who do zikr and do tasbih and have iman and yaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a slave to Allah ar-Rahman, and may Allah save us to make us a slave to shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality and understanding and comprehending of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of Quran. May Allah allow us and allow Quran to be witness to us, not against us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas in the seen and unseen, and truthfulness in the unseen and unseen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us ibad mukhlisin lahu ya rabbil alameen. May Allah give us Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us the quality of Ramadan. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatch all our diseases from our heart and fill our heart with iman and yaqeen and guidance and light and wisdom and rujd, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our effort sincerely to Him, by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma barik wa taqabbal, اللهم بارك وتقبل اللهم بارك وتقبل وضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين